こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。エピソードごとの宿題も出しているのでやってみてね。久しぶり。
久しぶりだね。
先週と先々週は直樹さんの、あの事前に撮ってあった特別編を流して、うん、ちょっと前の週はお休みしたんだけど、
うん、
そう、まあ、今月の初めにちょっと母が亡くなってしまって、
うん、
それでちょっと響きというかお休みしていました。
How are you doing today?
I'm good, I guess. It's
a weird question, but...
yeah. It sucks, but...
Mm.
Anyway, it helps that I have a son, you know?Because, なんか毎日忙しいから、
うん、
なんだろうね、バタバタしてるうちに過ぎるみたいな。
Yeah, you still have to, you know, make sure he's enjoying his, you know,
yeah, and he's always in my face, you know, so, 、mm-hmm. like literally in my face. だから、まあすごい助かってるかな。
うん。
Yeah. So, yeah, it's weird. It's like, so, 今日もちゃんとニュース選んで、収録しようかなって思ってたんだけど、まあなんか、ニュース見る気力がないというか、まあそういう時あるじゃん、誰でも、多分。
うん。
なんかさ、
especially lately.
Yeah, like, 自分のストレスがありすぎて、その世の中のストレスについて読んでる場合じゃないみたいなさ。Yeah, まあ誰でもそういう時あると思うんだけど、まさに今そういう感じで。なんだ、だからニュースとか本当に全然、この1ヶ月全然見てないから、何がどうなってるか何にも知らないよ。
It's not that different. You know, you haven't missed that much, I don't think.
I guess.でもあんまりねそういうことない、やっぱバイリンガルニュースやってると嫌でも毎週ニュースめっちゃ探してるから、
うん、
なんだろうね、やっぱ1ヶ月とか空くとわー何にも分かんないなーっていう感じがするけど、
うん、
でもまあそういう時も必要だよね、ちょっと世の中から離れて。
yeah.
でももうすぐね、アメリカ選挙だから、すごい盛り上がってんじゃないの?
Yeah, it's, you definitely, made the right choice not looking at the news, I think.
まあそうだよね。
But there are some interesting, positive things going on.
Positive things? In general, you mean? Not about the election, or...
Not about the election, no.
Oh, okay.
elsewhere, I suppose.
Okay, like what?
Well, Mars is very close right now, which is interesting.
Okay.
And...
Oh, っていうかそうだよ。出発したでしょ?
うん。
タクローさんのやつも。
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things are headed there, but this year is very special because...Mars is much closer than it will be usually. So you may notice like a bright orange star looking object in the sky. And it's visually, I think it's, I mean, it's many times larger. It looks many times larger. So it's cool to
That's cool.
look at. And that's pretty benign. news,
yeah, totally.
News item.
Totally benign. そうだね、ちょっとやっぱエレクションとパンデミックが合わせ技であるからね、ニュースはちょっと。
Yeah. And there's other things that get, you know, thrown in there every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, そうやっぱりパンデミックがあるから、私もだから PCR 検査を受けたのよ。
Hmm.
そのまあ母はがんだったんだけど、あのだから今こう入院してしまうと多分同じ思いをしてる人たくさんいると思うんだけど、普通だったら面会に行けるじゃない、
mm-hmm.
あの面会時間の間だったら、まあ、好きな時間に行って何時間でも入れるわけだけど、mm-hmm. 今はそれができなくなっちゃってるから、本当にもう、まあ、入院して、まあ、先月の半ばぐらいに入院してもう10日間ぐらい1回も会えなくて、
うん、
もう本人がどういう状態になってるのかもほとんど分かんないような感じになっちゃったのね、
うん、
でだけどまあ本当にちょっと危ないかもしれないってなって、じゃあ1日本当にもう10分15分ぐらいだったら会ってもいいですよって、で最終的にまあ本当に危ないってなった時に、じゃあ PCR 検査を受けて陰性だったら、あのもう何時間でもいていいですよって、泊まってもいいですよっていう、ただ それは病院を一回出ちゃったらまたもうやり直しだから、
はい、
出ちゃうともう一回次の日だから PCR 検査を受けて、で夜に結果出てまた次の日みたいになっちゃうっていう、うん、だから私はあの棒で刺される鼻に刺される
やつ。 How long was it? 何センチ？
超長いね。でもだから見た目は怖いけど、別にそんなにすごい痛いっていうわけではないよね。
How much of the ball actually goes in?
いやすごい行くよね。Like、まだ行く、まだ行くみたいな。
Where is it going exactly?
もうなんか脳みそ、脳みそ。
like,
すごかった。
I don't know where the space is for it to
あなんか、ね、
to go in。
あそれのね断面図見たことあるんだけど。うん、上じゃなくてだからこっちなんだよ、なんていうの、平行、うん、地面と平行っていうか、
So there's a bunch of your nostrils like go way back in the back of your head or
yeah, how does like, that だからこっちじゃなくてこっち、なんかね、うん、断面図見てみ、結構怖いよ、
うん、
マジかそんなとこまでさせるんだっていう、だから、うん、先生が真っ黄色のすごい防護服みたいなの着て、うん、もちろんゴーグルとマスクとかもして、まあ、綿棒、その超ロング綿棒を刺してきて、
うん、And it wasn't that bad?
うん、まあ見た目怖いけどそんなに痛くはない、で、まあ、その日の夜に結果が出ますから、まあ、それ金曜日にやったんだよね、で土曜日の、まあ、好きな時間からもう面会に来ていいですよって言われて、
うん、
そしたらさ金曜の夜に連絡が来なかったわけ、
うん、
で土曜の朝になっても来なくて、これ言っていいのかなって思ったけど、でもさ陽性だったら絶対連絡来るじゃん。その忘れるとか多分ありえないなと思ったから、yeah. まあ普通に病院行ったら通してくれて、でそこで土曜日に泊まって、まあ、その日の夜に亡くなったんだけど、うん、いやすごいちょうど良かったというか、たまたま PCR 検査受けて
長く入れた時だったから、 I think that was really lucky.
そう本当に運が良かった、そういう意味では、ただやっぱりなんだろう、私と同じような状況でそれが間に合わないとかずれちゃうとか、まあ、PCR 検査も土日はやってないから、うん、そのタイミングを逃しちゃうとか、うん、あと人数に多分制限があるのか分かんないけど、その金曜日私もやりたいって言って、なんかてか、まあ、看護師さんからやりたいですかって、やりたければどうぞってオファーされたんだけど、それでも次の日病院に行ってみてできるかは100% は保証できないって言われてたのね。なんかそれでもしかして場合によっては断られる人もいるのかもしれないしとか、うん、そうだから実際にね、某コロナにかからなかったとしても違うところで影響を受けるっていうのは、
うん、
影響を受けて多分すごく辛い思いする人してる人っていうのはたくさんいるだろうなと思ったし、なんか病院にお世話になるたんびに思うけどさ、看護師さんの仕事ってすごいよね。
Yeah.
なんか看護師さんのジョブディスクリプションって 何って思わない？なんだろうね、その、うん、患者さんの世話をするっていうのは、まあ、ジョブディスクリプションに入ってるわけじゃん。でそれが生死に関わることだったりして、それだけでもすごいけど、なんだろう、その家族と話さなきゃいけないわけじゃん、看護師さんってさ、
うん、
でやっぱりこう本当に危篤ですとか、最後、まあ、大変になってきちゃうといろいろ決めなきゃいけないことも出てきて、家族の中 で、うん、でそのたんびにやっぱりこう、なんだろうね、こっちもさ大人としてしっかりしなきゃと思ってるんだけど、どうしても耐えきれなくなって泣いちゃったりとか、でそういう時にこうこっちのフォローまでしてくれるわけじゃん、その私は患者じゃないんだけど、うん、その患者の家族のフォローもしなきゃいけない、
うん、
なんか自分でもそのこんな自分が泣いててさ、看護師さんがなんか優しい言葉かけてくれてる時に、結構頭の後ろで冷静に、この人の仕事すごいなみたいな、なんかこの大人がさ、大の大人で全然初対面でさ、
うん、
急に泣いてるところを見せられて、普通の業務もあるのに、
うん、
なんか何言っていいか分かんないじゃん普通。でもこう何か声をかけないといけないとか、それをこう仕事で日々やってるって、なんか自分には想像できないというか、すごいなって。
Yeah, I think I'd be so bad at that job, you know.
And
I tend to get sad too, and sort of I don't know, maybe experience the situation a littleToo much for me to be, you know, it depends, but
yeah,
it's hard to, you know,
compartmentalize.
You have to compartmentalize a bit to say the right thing, you know?
Yeah, but then at the same time, like, なんか確かに今マイケルが言ったように、その日々それに対応するために、じゃあもう鉄の心みたいな、なんか何も感じないみたいになってるかっていうと、多分そういうわけでもなくて、なんだろう、やっぱつられて目に涙を浮かべてくれる人とか、そのなんだろう、表情で分かるの、すごい共感してくれてるっていうかさ、だから別にこう何慣れちゃってて何も感じてないわけではもちろんなくて、だからこそなんかすごいなっていうか、本当に自分がティーネイジャーだったら、ああもう自分も看護師さんになりたいなとか普通に思う、誰でも思うだろうなっていう感じで、なんだろう、今更だけど、
I think
すごい仕事だよね。
That job also, you know, selects for, there's a self-selection bias for people that, you know, want to take care of people.
I guess.
You know, if you really don't care about people, you probably wouldn't do that job.
まあまあ、I guess so. まあそうだね。なんか不妊治療してた時もさ、なんか一回その、まあ、自分の子宮頸管がすごい狭くなっちゃってて、そこにカメラを通さなきゃいけないんだけど、まあ、もちろん麻酔もないし全然通らなくて、なんかめっちゃ怖いし信じられないぐらい痛くて、それも我慢しきれなくて、本当にもう子供みたいにえーって泣いてたら、ずっとこう看護師さんがあの腕をこう撫でてくれて、ティッシュとか持ってきてくれて、なんかそれもさ、どこまでがジョブディスクリプションに入って、なんかそれまた何業務の内容の話だけど、なんかどこまでがこう仕事としてやらなきゃいけないことで、どこまでが人としてやってくれてるのか私には分かんないけど、なんかその人がいること、いるのといないのと、なんかそれやってくれてるのとやってくれてないので、もう人として全然違う体験になるわけじゃん。
You wouldn't be okay with just like a just robots, like
yeah,
a robot hospital.
そうそう。そうそうそう。だからなんか、
and that is part of like the treatment and you know the service somehow.
いやだから本当にね、なんか自分がそうやって看護師さんの前で泣いたりとか、こう難しいなんだろう相談をしてる時に、常になんか本当にどっかで頭の後ろで冷静になんか。なんかすごいちゃんとした対価をもらっていてほしいみたいな、なんかすごいちゃんとした給料をもらって、ちゃんと休むとき休んでほしいなって勝手になんか か思っちゃった。こう、うん、この人たちも普通に今日夜になったら家に帰って、うん、なんて言うんだろうね、なんかこれは普通に仕事なんだもんなっていう、毎日のだからここに出勤してるんだよなっていう、それが現実としてあまり信じられないような気持ちだった私は。
うん。Yeah, I thought I had like twisted my testicle and called the ambulance
right, right.
and like and so this doctor is like, you know, inspecting my genitals and I'm like scared. I'm like, oh my god,
yeah.
it's over.
yeah.
So, but there, at the end of it, there was nothing wrong with me, you know.
Yeah.
So all of the treatment was like psychological. You know what I mean? It was like I just went in for to have someone, you know, professionally tell me that I could relax.
Right. yeah.そうでもすごいよね、 なんだろうね、全然知らない相手なんだけど、なんか隣の部屋工事してんのかな、めっちゃ壁ガンガンしてんだけど、でも誰も住んでないから、うん、多分リフォームかなんか分かんない、聞こえてる、
うん、I don't hear it.
Oh, okay. そうでも Yeah, it's like when my mom passed awayThey kind of left me alone for a while. Like, no one was in the room. It was just me and my mom for a while. 本当に結構長い間。I think they really left us alone on purpose. で、like, finally some, なんか、ベテランっぽい、あの、看護師さんが入ってきて。And that moment, it was like I had this out-of-the-body experience for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was as if I could see my own face when I looked up at the nurse.
Like from what perspective? From the nurse's perspective? Or?
No, more like a...
Where?
Yeah, like CCTV 的な。なんて言えばいいんだろうね。初めてだから。こう、幽体離脱って言っちゃうとなんかおかしいんだけど、本当に何? Out of the body experience. としか言いようがない。多分なんかショックがありすぎて、あのそういう体験し、I think it's
called dissociation,
okay,
phenomenon or something.
Like I was shaking, my hands were shaking, and then I looked up at the nurse, and I think I had this look of 本当の desperation っていうかなんか、like I, and then she looked at me with this, なんだろうね、もうこういう顔、なんていうの。Empathy の塊みたいな。And そのナースはね、本当にその時しか会わなかったの。その前にも会ったことない、その後にも会ったことなくて、その瞬間しか彼女に会うことなかったんだけど、なんかすごい仕事じゃない？なんだその瞬間、そのなんていうのね、自分でその out of the body experience だから、自分がどういう顔してたかが本当に見えたような感覚なのね、
うん、
でそんな顔で私は人に見られたことない、
うん、
からそのナースの気持ちに立った時に、なんて言うんだろうね、
like nakedness or like
just like this desperation and just and devastated, you know、
うん、
なんかそう初対面でさ部屋に入っていって、まあ分かった上で入っ、ね、もう亡くなったなって多分分かって入ってきてるんだけどさ、なんかそんな顔で初対面の人に超デスプレに顔を見上げられて、自分だったらどうしていいか分かんないもん、
うん、
だそれをこうさ、まあ日々なのか、まあそれがどういう頻度であるのか分かんないけどさ、なんかそれを仕事として自分の中で処理しないといけないわけじゃん。それ家に帰って何ご飯食べてシャワー浴びて時に思い出すかもしれないし、うん、ああ今日も一日大変だったなみたいなさ、それがこう当たり前のこととして過ぎていくっていうのが、だからこの番組聞いてくれてる看護師の人いらっしゃったら本当にお疲れ様ですって言いたい気持ちすごい本当に、 I can't imagine, 本当に。
And did you speak to her?
No, I was crying and I looked up with this face and then she said something like, なんか、でも頑張りましたねとか、you know, something to、mm-hmm. comfort me. And, でもちょっとして she left.、Mm-hmm. I think again on purpose to leave us alone. But I didn't even know that either. I didn't know that they would leave you alone.
、
I thought, なんか自分のイメージでは最後ってこう、there would be nurses or doctors or whatever, you know, like something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing was really going on. It was just me and her and she, you know, would stop breathing and I was crying. But like, there was no one else.
Mm-hmm.
でも多分なんかその方が、あの場合にもよるのかもね。その家族の様子とかを見てどっちがいいか判断してくれてるのかもしれないけど。I think they saw that, you know, it was weird because I was talking to my mom a lot, right before she passed away. But every time someone would comes in, like some nurse come in, I kind of stopped talking. Like it felt weird.
Mm.
Like I couldn't really say anything because yeah. it's so intimate and private, you know.
Yeah.
So every time someone comes in, I stop talking. And maybe they saw it mm-hmm. and thought that, you know, they would... It wasn't like I minded them being in the room, but it was different, you know.
Yeah.
だから、まあ、それもすごいありがたかったし。Yeah, so it was a crazy experience.
I'm sure.
Yeah, out of the body experience is pretty intense, yeah.
And did that persist or I mean how do you feel now? I mean we've been talking a little bit in text message, but you know the
Yeah, it's I've been kind of distracting myself.A lot for better or for worse. I don't know how to deal with it, so I guess no one does. だけど、なんだろう、だから子育てして、もう夜息子が寝たらすぐ韓国ドラマ見て、
mm-hmm.
もうなんかなんだろう、考えないようにしてるっていうか。
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess avoiding the issue, avoiding it too much is not healthy,、
mm-hmm.
but.You know, facing it too much is definitely not good either. So I'm trying to find a good balance, I guess.
It's definitely it's a process. It's, you know, it's something that announces itself to us all the time in the media, on TV, in stories, yeah. all yeah. the time.And it's somehow, it's not, you know, it doesn't really register, you know, and for most people, it comes messily and unexpectedly, you know, so, and it's something, it's an epiphany that we all know is coming, you know, it's for every person, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, for almost.
For you and I.
Yeah, that actually, like, makes me feel better, like, when I think about mm-hmm. it. You know, like, okay, it's not just me. And I'm, なんだろう、私は結構周りにお母さんが亡くなってる友達がなぜか多くて。
うん
まあ、それもあるからこう自分だけがみたいな気持ちにはもちろんならないし、まあ、人間としてあの、うん、生きてる限り親が自分より先に亡くなることっていうのはあの全然あり得る話というか、まあ、あることだから、
うん、
あのそれを考えると、まあ、自分だけじゃないしって思えるんだけど、
At the same time it's not something that our society necessarily understands or has a good explanation for.
Yeah.
We have rituals and we have stories.
Yeah. And I think right now I'm going through this, なんて言うんだろうね。こう2つピラーがあって、1つはその単純にあのまあ誰かが亡くなる瞬間を見たことがなかったから、
うん、
あのその誰かが亡くなるところをずっと見てるっていう、その亡くなる瞬間を目撃してるっていうことのショックとトラウマみたいな、
うん、
まあ、それがしかも自分の母親であるっていうことと、もう一つはだからその accepting what happened っていうこと、
うん、
その現実を受け入れるっていう、その二つのなんか別のピラーがあって、それをなんだろう、今脳内で処理してるみたいな、
うん、I think it's very natural to obsess over, you know, the final moment. Probably more so if you were there. But I remember my kickboxing coach passed away a couple years ago in an accident. Yeah. And I didn't see it happen. And it was very sudden and unexpected.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of difficulty processing it because I didn't see anything, you know? And so I was kind of left with my imagination,
right,
which created like a video of what happened, 勝手に, like detailed the, you know, but then I wasn't sure about, you know, the details of, you know, how was he feeling at the very end or things like that. So I don't know why, because I didn't have any, you know, detailed information. I wasn't there or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was quite, I was ruminating on that vision for quite some time.
Yeah, it was weird because I think, well, now that this feeling kind of disappeared, but for the first like 2 weeks or so, even though I saw her die literally, and then I saw her at the cremation place, it felt like I was still waiting for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, なんかまだ何があるのか分かんないけど何かあるんじゃないかみたいな like I was expecting something. I don't know if it was some kind of a confirmation or what. I have no idea, but I was somehow waiting for something, and that feeling disappeared. Like I don't feel that anymore, but that was kind of frustrating too because it didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was like as if seeing her die was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was weird and frustrating, but I guess my brain was just trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
I guess my brain just didn't really get it. Like, I don't know if it was in denial, but
do you think maybe devoutly religious people or, you know, people with some system are able to, like, process it more directly? Or, 'cause there are a lot of questions about, you know, like, you know, what's, yeah, is there heaven? Yeah. Is there...
I hope it's easier for them, you know, 'cause... isn't that what it's for?
Right. That's
like, I mean, I wish I was religious. Then I would have some kind of an answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish I really believed in heaven or whatever it is. But you know, I'm agnostic, so maybe there is heaven. I don't know.
You don't you don't believe, like, you're not adamant, like, that there is no, you know, there is nothing after this.
Yeah. I hope there's something, but.
It.
And I wish I knew. I wish I knew, and I wish I believed in something that I honestly think that it would have been easier that way. But I don't know. We'll see. I'll find out someday.
What do you, I've been thinking a little bit about, like, ancestors, you know, our grandparents and then your great grandparents. Well, our grandparents' parents and their, you know, all the way back. And some cultures have a lot more, you know, place a lot more importance on ancestors than others. And, you know, how much...
It's weird, like, その、例えば 23andMe とかやったらさ、その、何、メイクアップは出てくるわけじゃない？何パーセント何人とか。ただその、アネクドーツ的なこと、なんか自分のひいおばあちゃんのお母さんはどういう人でどういう仕事しててとか、そういうのがうちはこう書いて残ってるものが別にないから、その忘れちゃったらもうそこでおしまいみたいな、とか話せる人が死んじゃったらそこでおしまいになっちゃっていて、でも結構本当は面白い話いっぱいあって、なんかうちのおばあちゃんのおばあちゃんはなんか人力車に乗って駆け落ちしたみたいな、なんか子供を捨てて人力車に乗って走って逃げちゃったのね。でなんか戦争でその戸籍とかも焼け落ちてたから自分の結婚歴とかを隠せたらしくて当時、だからその、まあ、子供がいるとか結婚してたっていうのもバレないしっていうので、なんかお寺のお坊さんと駆け落ちして、で子供たちは裸足で人力車をこう追いかけて、お母ちゃんお母ちゃんってで行っちゃったらしいのね。で、でおばあちゃんのお母さん、その人力車逃げちゃった人の娘はずっとお母さんがいない状態で育ったんだけど、どうしても自分のお母さんに会いたいと思ってラジオ番組でその人探しみたいな応募して、でそしたら見つかったの。でそのお寺に住んでて、でその娘はなんか学校の宿題でお寺のことを調べてるって嘘ついて、そこのお寺に行って、まあ、あげてもらって話そうとしたんだけど、やっぱり様子がおかしいからお寺の人が本当は何しに来たのって聞いてくれて、いや実は私のお母さんがここにいてみたいな感じでこうリコネクトしたらしいんだけど、だからそういう話もさ、私はたまたま母から聞いてたから、知ってるけど、なんだろう、漏れちゃってたらもう一生わからない、ね、もう失われてしまうから。
And there are so many stories and so many unbelievable so many challenges that were overcome, you know, in order to pass it on and in order to make sure that you and your family are here today.
そう、本当にそうで、なんだろう、家族、なんか今年になって私自分がひいおばあちゃんだと思ってた人は実はひいおばあちゃんじゃなかったみたいなことを急に家族から言われたりとかして、じゃああれ誰だったのみたいな。
What's real?
その私がひいおばあちゃんとなってた人は私のだからひいひいおじいちゃんの養女。難しくて、ひいひいおじいちゃんとひいひいおばあちゃんは子供ができなかったのね。子供ができなかったから養子として娘をもらってきたら、ひいひいおじいちゃんが不倫して子供がそっちに生まれちゃった、それが私のおばあちゃんなんだよね、で その不倫して子供ができちゃったから、そう、リオおばあちゃんで、その不倫して子供ができちゃったから、まあ、自分の家で育てることにしたんだけど、その時にやっぱりもうひいひいおじいちゃんも結構な年だったらしくて、急に赤ちゃんを家に連れてくるとおかしいじゃん、え、なんであそこんち急に赤ちゃんいるのってなっちゃうから、自分の養女にその赤ちゃんを養子にさせたらしいんだよね、
うん、
だつまり私がひいおばあちゃんと思ってた人は実際は私のおばあちゃんの義理の姉であり義理の母であるっていう、なんか超謎の状態なんだけど、
I suspect this kind of thing is not that rare, like it's more common than like we think, but
yeah, yeah. そう、なんか多分その時代、うちらのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの時代とかその前って結構すぐ養子にしたりとかさ、その自分の子供を人にあげたりとか、あの今ではちょっと考えられないことを結構気楽にじゃないけど、親戚の中だったらもう子供を交換するじゃないけど、こうあげたりとかさ、なんかしてたわけじゃん。だから昔だとね、その、まあ、世間体とかも今より全然気にしてただろうし、なんだけど、そういうなんかさ、なんじゃそりゃみたいなことがよく行われてたっぽくて、でもそれもやっぱりなんか上の世代の人ってさ、それをちゃんと物語として、まあ、うちの家族だけかもしれないけど、ちゃんと下に伝えていこうという気持ちがあまりないらしく、そのなんかポロッと急に言ったりとかさ、するから、それは私はちゃんと覚えておいて、自分の息子にも面白い話として教えてあげたいなと思うけど。
How far back do you have stories from?
でもそれぐらい、あとなんか誰かが、誰だっけ、おばあちゃんのお父さん、なんか誰かがなんか福沢諭吉の家で働いてたとか、なんかそういうなんかそういう謎のアネクトーズいっぱいあるけど、なんかちゃんと整理してどっかに書いてあるわけじゃないから、すぐ分かんなくなっちゃうよね。
Do you think about writing stuff down? And I don't know.
Yeah, I've actually written what I just said in my iPhone memo, so I won't forget. But
is that secure, or is that, you know, like stuff that you really want to keep? Like, yeah. You really want to keep, you know, what, you know, like our grandparents, great grandparents, they would, you know, have some box and it has, you know, fancy, like,
yeah,
they found ways to store stuff, not always perfectly, but there's old, so, you know, VHS and old, you know.
あとなんかさ、やっぱ昔の多分父親の方だけど、なんか仏壇にこう飾ってあるなんか巻物みたいので、もう名前が書いてあるやつ、みんなの、
なんか
家族の名前が記してあるすごい古いやつ、多分代々みたいな。
Wait, what is that?
It's like they've been written down their names、for generations after generations.
それ、
It's like a family tree, you know? 日本語でなんていうのか分かんない。でもこういうなんかパタパタパタって折りたたんでるやつはなんか、まあ、亡くなったおじいちゃんの、あ、お父さんの方のおじいちゃんの家の仏壇に置いてあった記憶はあるけど、でもそういうのがないとさ、正直名前も分かんないもん。だから自分のおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの名前は分かるけどさ、その上の人たちの名前なんて私全然分かんないし、知らないから。
Really? Do you think someone knows in your family or? Like, do people even make an effort to really connect with their, I don't know, cousins and other people and like compile all this information? Or is it just, we're just gonna bulldoze everything with Facebook posts and Instagram?
いや、本当に分かんない。だから地方とか行くとまた違うかもしれないよね。その親戚がみんな固まって一緒に暮らしてたりすればさ、まあちゃんとみんなの情報がコンパイルされて共有できるけど、うちみたいにこう東京に住んでて、もう それぞれが各家族みたいな感じで全然こう、うん、バラバラに孤独に暮らしてると何もコンパイルされないから、
うん、
もう死んだらそこで情報もなくなっちゃうみたいな、
うん、
That's kind of weird if you think about it, but
Do you think about trying to establish some I don't know, order in the future generations? Like, how do you make something happen three generations later? You know, like, how do you...
Maybe I should start something. some tradition. Demo, I think my husband's family, they have... the dad's side had this, like, ちゃんと family tree みたいな。
Mm-hmm.
And they printed it out and they gave it to me, so I have it.
Huh.
But it's not so much, what?
Not many years ago, but it's not so much. But my Japanese side is not so much, and maybe...
But like, documented how? You mean online? Or...
Oh, it's online, and everyone in the family is, like, consciously, like, contributing information and documenting, like, the family tree, and there's, like, a whole thing going on. There's, like, a Facebook group. There's like, it's like,
so
they have like the, all the genealogy stuff for
oh, wow.
my American side.
Actually, maybe back. My, yeah, I think my, so, だから夫のアメリカのサイドも確かにそのファミリーツリーもあるし、なんだろう、そのローカルペーパーとかに名前が載ってたり写真とかも載ってるじゃん。この間、あの、義理の父が送ってきてくれたのは夫のあれは誰だ、ひいおばあちゃ
ん
かな、おばあちゃんじゃないもんな、ひいおばあちゃんが、女性の参政権のためのデモに参加した時 の、
うん、
あの地元の新聞に載ってて、それが名前と一緒に、うん、それを送ってくれたりしたけど、確かになんか、まあでもな、アメリカって言っても、その、なんていうの、ある意味、クラスにもよるよね、絶対。なんていうの、多分だって、マイケルの方もそうでしょ？結構いいソーシャルステータスの人だったでしょ？その元々の、その名字の人は。
Well, a few members of the family briefly had high status, but originally they were, like pilgrims and.
Right.
Yeah.
で、なんかそういうのも関係ある？そのファミリーツリーをちゃんと残してるとかって。
Yeah, so that part of the family tree is way better documented than like,
right, でしょ、
and like what's going on now in my family is kind of a bit more craziness, and it was almost like, yeah, I don't know, it's sort of, I don't know if it's transitioning to like 23 and me and this kind of way of tracking families.
Have you checked 23 and me recently?
I haven't checked it recently, but
so more and more people are joining, right, obviously. And その自分のさ、第3から第5カズン、第5いとこっていうのが表示されるじゃない？その、まあ、何人いますとか、こういう名前です、ここに住ん、まあ、この辺に住んでますとか。で、それが私この間久しぶりにチェックしたら、その第3第5カズンが超増えてて。
Really?
そうで、私はそのジェネリックメイクアップ的にはなんだっけ、96%、97%日本人で、まあ、残り中国と韓国っていう、もう本当に典型的な普通の日本人のメイクアップなんだけど、あの、ただその第3から第5カズンが 大体みんなあったかいところにいるのね、カリフォルニアかハワイ、
huh.
でうちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんもハワイ超大好きだったから、私もハワイ第二の故郷ぐらいもしょっちゅう行ってたし、
mm-hmm.
あの何ハリデーハウスみたいなのもあったりして、ちっちゃい時から行ってたし、私 の, あの父方のカズンは、まあ、カリフォルニアで育って今ハワイに住んでるのね、
hmm.
なんかその遺伝子的にカリフォルニアとハワイをすごい好む人たちの集まりみたいな、
うん、
なんでか分かんないけど、みんなあったかいとこが好きなのかね。私もビーチすごい好きだけど、
well, there それがすごい不思議。 more, There's more、日本人 in those places too、so.
Yeah, I guess
My Japanese side has family in Hawaii from like super long time ago, and they started、yeah. businesses there, and I guess one of them accidentally burned down this massive field
oh, no, what?
Yeah, and it was like, they had to like, it was like a big deal.
Huh.
But, I don't remember where, I think, oh, I was in school and I came across a story about my Japanese side family in Hawaii that was being used in the teaching materials of my class.
And
I was like, wait, this guy's... I have the t-shirt from the store in the story. It was really weird.
Magical.
Yeah.
So it was a significant event, like historical event.
It wasn't like historical, but, no, it wasn't, it was just like some crops that like this guy, he was an immigrant working on like a plantation in、yeah. Hawaii, and he like left a lamp somewhere or something. I can't remember, but the story was kind of about that and about, how they made up for it or something. I can't remember. I only remember the bad part of the story.
Okay.
Unfortunately for my、wow. relative, but
that sucks, right? I mean, like, なんだろう、そのしくじってしまってたことも嫌だけど、それがティーチングマテリアルになって、
And then your own
yeah,
family reads it in school.
That's worse. I feel
I think、
bad.
overall it was a positive story about this business that got started there, and、
okay.
and it was a successful business because it still existed when I was a kid、yeah. and I went there、right. but I just remember the bad part.
すごいね、すごい話だね、それも。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, I think, まあそうね。でも昔の人の話 is pretty crazy oftentimes. Like, what the、yeah. fuck? みたいな。しかも結構みんな普通の顔して話すじゃん。
Well, I like to imagine myself in different times. Like, how would you, what would you do? You know, like how...
Yeah.
Because we're basically the same...We're like the same people, but in a different circumstance, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that last month because I saw Jojo Rabbit, this movie, about Nazi Germany. Scarlett Johansson が出てるんだけど。
はあ。
なんかそれを見てた時にやっぱ、なんか this movie focuses on Germans.
Is it historically, is it like accurate, or is it one of these alternate universe movies?
Oh, no, it's not Tarantino, so
okay.
it's not, but それを見た時にちょっと考えたね、やっぱり自分だったらどうしてたかなとか。
Like, would you have been a Nazi? I hope not.
Like, まあ、その自分がナチじゃなかったとして、そのなんて言うんだろう、こっそりなんか実際はアグリーしてないけど、アグリーしてる風にしてこう家族を守るために、なんだろう、ひっそりやるのか、それともこう頑張ってレボーするかとか、何こっそりビラをまくとかさ、何かそういう社会活動に参加するとか、 なんだろう、自分だったらどうしてたかって、まあ、わかんないから。
There was...
yeah, this movie was interesting because it focused on Germans instead of, you know, Jewish people. Because it's obviously it wasn't like the Germans were evil, right? I mean, they were like normal people.
Like, what is evil, too, you know?
Yeah, so, なんだろうね。まあ、普通に暮らしててとか。で、まあ、そういうことになっちゃったわけだけど。Well, yeah, なんか、あ、こういうふうに暮らしてたのかなっていうのがちょっと垣間見えるというか。
Japan is interesting that way, too. I mean, it's such a different place than, and culture than it was, certainly, World War II era.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 本当にそうだよ。
And that wasn't that long ago. I mean, we're actually reaching a time now where we're not going to have any World War II veterans alive.
I know.
I think that's happening like now.
I say this all the time, but we were on the same team as Nazi. Like, we were literally on the same team.
Well, I was on both teams. However that works. I was literally killing myself.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's a rainbow. There's a big rainbow right now.
Really? Can you take a picture? Can we use that for the picture?
Maybe.
Is it a nice rainbow or is it kind of like a...
It's really big. Yeah, めっちゃでかいよ。
へえ。ずっと見てない。Rainbow. Have you? I feel like Tokyo doesn't get that many rainbows. In Hawaii, it's just like rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. You know?
でもビルがない方が見えやすいもんね。やっぱ遮るものがないから。でもさっきすごいスコール降ったんでしょ？私は息子を昼寝させてたから気づかなかったけど。I feel like the weather has become more and more like Hawaii. なんか雨降ってもスコールみたいな感じとかさ。
It's really more dynamic.
Tropical. And weird.
Is this normal weather or are we fully in like the, I don't know, like the
地球
温暖化, like super crazy weather?
How is this normal? Like the other day I was going outside and to take out my son and then なんか天気予報見て最高気温 30度か31度って書いてあってあ、今日涼しいじゃんと思ったもんあ、今日いいじゃんと思っていやいやちょっと待っておかしいおかしいみたいな
Yeah.
30度で、わあ、今日いいねってさ、うちらが若い時もう考えられないでしょ。30度いったらもう、わあ、猛暑って感じだったのにさ。それで子供たちが外でリレーして熱中症になってるとか、もうおかしいでしょ。
What was normal? Like around 今? Like late August? Like what was normal?
Yeah.わかんないけど自分が例えば小学校とかの時ってさうわー今日30度だってみたいな感じだったじゃん、なんと30度ですみたいな、こんななんか32度34度とか40度みたいなさなかったでしょ、絶対。
We haven't done 40度 yet, right? In Tokyo
はないね、ないと思う。少なくとも23個はないと思うけど。It's crazy, right?
Yeah, I guess 熱中症 is like nuts right now.
Yeah.
Is summer... When does summer end? Like...
なんか毎年さ、わかんないよね。
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. So it's summer right now. And
yeah.
I think. And it always blows my mind, but you know, even if you live to like 100 years old, that's only 100 summers. And that feels like a really small number.
Yeah, めっちゃわかる。それ私も考える。たまに。
Isn't that a really small number of summers?
Yeah. もうだって30何回やってしまったから。
うん、
いや、そうね、意外と少ないっちゃ少ない気もするけど、
うん、I don't really yeah, know what to do about it. I guess enjoy it. Try to enjoy summer.
Yeah, what's there to do? Want to try to, I don't know, double it somehow?
Mm.
そうね。でも今年はだからみんな、まあでもそっか、 GoTo とかやってるから旅行行ってる人は行ってるのかね、国内だったら、うん、まあヨーロッパは結構ね、あの欧州内なら OK みたいな感じで、うん、あの友達も旅行行ってたけど、
うん、
Yeah, I feel kind of stuck.
うん、
Ah, but I'm going to the river.
Which river?
This weekend.
The river. Stockholm.
Some river. This weekend. So that's
some
exciting.
Secret river.
Yep.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. 車で.
Go be in nature.
Yeah. Yeah, セミすごいよね。なんかやっぱり大人になってそんなにさ、公園とか行ってなかった。だからセミにあんま注目してなかったけど、うん、子供いるとさ、こうセミすごいなと思ってなんかよく見るとその道路の横のボシェスに、あのセミの抜け殻めっちゃもう大量にあって、
うん、They're everywhere.
セミの抜け殻ってこんなにあるんだっけみたいな、全然忘れてた。
Yeah, they should... Maybe we canMake grocery bags out of it or something. Like, there's so many. There's so many. It's crazy. Like, if you take a close look, yeah, at bushes or trees, it's just like they're all over the place. And there's also just dead semi, you know, without the.
Yeah,
you know, they don't live that long.
They're everywhere. Actually, なんか生きてるセミがこの間あのうちのベランダに飛んできて急に、
huh.
私がベランダでこう草木をいじってたらなんかジジジジッつってバーって飛んできて、でうち結構さ、まあ高い方じゃない貝が、
mm.
まさかセミに飛んでくると思わなくてもうびっくりしすぎてなんかふわっふわっふわって3回叫びながら後ろに飛び上がってバーって網を閉めたんだけどさ、なんか
They don't bite, right?
No, but なんかスズメバチかと思ったの、なんかジジジジってすごいなんか音で、でこう視界に入ってきた時とにかくなんか黒いでかいものだったから、なんかわかんないけどその瞬間スズメバチかと思っちゃって全然セミだったけど、
Why would it go up there? It's like it's like higher than trees.
Yeah, I know, right? こんなところにメイっていねえよと思ったけど、でもなんだろうね、私がやっぱりそういうビビった反応をしてしまったらそれを見た息子がさ、虫が怖いものと思っちゃうじゃん、うん、なんかそういう反応しないようにしようって普段気をつけて、こうやっぱり佐伯さんの話も聞いたしさ、虫のね特別編で、うん、こう落ち着いた対応しようと思って、あの例えばガがいたりミミズがいたりとかさ、イモムシがいた時にはもう率先して息子に、あほらイモムシいるよかわいいねとか言って、こうポジティブにポジティブに見せてるのに、やっぱりそういうふとしたところで自分の本心があの出てしまって、それをがっつり毎回息子に見られてるっていう、だからよくないよくないと思いつつもうどうしてももう無理なんだよね。だからこの間もね、あの死んでるミミズを夫が息子にこう渡したわけよ、うん、その渡してるところ私は見てなくて、でこう息子が死んだミミズをさブラブラさせながらこう走ってきたのね、うん、それを持ちながら、
うん、
でも私それも後ろに飛び上がっちゃって、
うん、
ちょっと待てちょっと待てっつってなんかこう息子もさアンプレディクタブルな動きをするから、
うん、
そのミミズをこう 投げつけてきたりとかさ、何するか分かんないわけ、
うん、
それでもう恐怖に負けてしまって、
うん、
だから世の虫苦手の親の皆さんはどうしてるのかなと思うけどでやっぱりさ、私がいやーとか言って言うと息子もこうえってなるわけよ。
ああ
こう予想外じゃん、それもね、彼からしてもこうただただダディにもらった虫を持ってきただけなのに、こう見たことない顔してさ、母親がひーってなるからさ、えってなって、私もその息子の顔見て私もああごめんねって思うんだけど、無理だね。だからもうちょっと大きくなって自分から捕まえるようになったら私はどうしたらいいんだろう。
うん。Does he, is he interested in the, what is that? Is that the exoskeleton? It must be.
Yeah, semi, he's a bit scared.
Of semi? Semi are big. And they're like a, they fly really fast. Like it could poke your eye out or something.
Yeah, he's okay with looking, but, なんだろう、例えば、セミの抜け殻とかを拾って、あ、ほらほら、これ大丈夫だよって言って渡そうとしても、いや、いいですみたいな。
I think
これはいいみたいな。
多分普通じゃない。
そうね。まあセミの抜け殻結構こうなんていうの、足もすごいシャープだし、なんていうの、手に置くと痛いぐらい刺さるから、まあそういうのもあって嫌なのかもしれないけど。いや難しいね。
He may have, you know, innate.Preference or just you know, some people have a really strong reaction to certain insects like spiders.
Yeah, he loves dogs though.
Hmm.
He loves dogs
more than cats.
He really likes cats too. But なんていうの、外にいたらさ犬見る方が多いじゃん。まあ家に猫いるけど。
I guess dogs are also like it's new.
Yeah.しかもいろんな形があるっていうか、いろんな種類があるから。
So many different dogs.
Yeah. So.
That must be interesting for kids.
Yeah, he's always like, かわいいねとか言ってる。He has this like sense of like かわいい now. So when he looks at something that's fluffy or small,or basically any kind of cute looking animals, he'd be like, kawaii ne.
Does he say like, this is cool and this is not cool, or is it mostly kawaii ka kawaii ka?
Ah, he says kakkoi too.
Hmm.
なんかこうやっぱり帽子かぶせる時とかに嫌がるからさ、うわ、かっこいいとか言って、おだてるから、そうすると、かっこいいじゃんとか言ってる。
It seems weird if you say,kawaii that much in English, like oh this is cute, oh this is cute, you
know, あ、そうね、そうだね、うん、日本語の可愛いはめっちゃもう普遍的というか何にでも食べ物とかにも使えるからね、英語はそんなに cute cute って言わないよね。
The word cute is too cute.
Yeah. Yeah. そうだね。なんかかき氷みたいな、は何？インスタ映えみたいな食べ物見て、Wow, this is so cute. あんま言わないね。
This is really cute. Shaved
yeah.
ice.
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe.
あんま言わないね。てかその可愛いっていうことに対してそんなに集中しないよね。But yeah, my son is becoming more and more bilingual. Even though.We're doing it really taekido, so that's good.
And when will he like formally like study like the alphabet and stuff? I don't remember when that happens, but
I don't know, but he can read some now. Like when he sees D, 例えば, he'll be like D. But it's not like, you know, なんかその本で教えたりとかしてるわけじゃないけど、本っていうか何、教科書みたいなのがあるわけじゃないけど、Dr. Seuss とかさ、まあ、そういう絵本とかで見てるから、何個かは認識してるし、and he can count from 1 to 10.
11は
?11もね、yeah, so, 最近だから階段を上り下りするときに、今まで10までで、10まで行ったら1に戻ってたのね。でもなんか私がね教えるときに、
ああ
でもいやそろそろ、ね、上まで勝手にそこで切らずに上まで行こうと思ってその後も行ってるから、うん、Sometimes yeah he'll be like 11とか言ってるけど、
11 is weird, 11 12 13 because when you get up to 20 it's like 21
yeah yeah
22
そうそう
and it makes sense again
そうでもそれ英語だけじゃないんだよね。なぜかスペイン語とかもフランス語とかもそれ用のなんかその11時、うん、だからダズンまでは、
うん、
なんていうの、それ固有の呼び方があるよね。なぜか、
うん、
日本語はそうじゃないから10で切れてるけど。
うん、
yeah, it's weird. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But.Yeah, I don't know how it works in my kid's brain, but... なんか何だと思ってんだろうね。I mean, it's 当たり前 for him that people speak in English and Japanese, so he probably doesn't think anything of it.
How old is he exactly?
He's 2.
That's crazy. It's crazy yeah. that he...is only two also.
Why? Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
He's so young.
I mean, he's a person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
どういうこと?
No, it's just... It's crazy how much... Like, how much of a person you can be in like 2 years.
Oh yeah.
Like that's nothing. 2 years. Like that's really nothing. But you know, you go from like you don't exist to like wearing a t-shirt and like shorts and you have like favorite ice cream. It's like ridiculous in like 2 years.
I know.
You know?
Well, I know. And so much personality and...Yeah, and they say funny things all the time, so...
Mm.
It's always like... びっくりして笑っちゃうけど、まさかそんなこと言うと思わなかったみたいな。
Mm.
Yeah, kids are funny.
Kids are funny.
Funny little people. Yeah, he really keeps me busy.
And he's conscious, you know. He's like...
No.
Aware.
No.
I mean, these are all obvious. But it's also like... I don't know. Profound. You know, when you think about... Life and death and like the abyss on both sides and... And we all... Have this...experience and you know will be ancestors like literally ancestors、mm-hmm. at some point
yeah
and someone will listen to this specific conversation probably maybe after we're dead and we're literally in the ancestor category
oh god I hope notI hope something happens to the internet and all of these are going to be gone.
Maybe.
Oh.
The solar flare or whatever. Aliens. Aliens will take it and put it in their index.
It would have been fun if my grandma had a podcast though, right? And then if he could listen to it. That would have been interesting for sure.
Yeah, I'd
listen to
especially
under some like historical events.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we are right now under the pandemic.
Yeah, how do you know what it was really like unless you hear a couple people just talking openly about it?
Yeah.
Because if you go back and look at, you know, newspapers or Wikipedia, you don't necessarily get like, you know, what was the experience or what did it feel like? It's like, oh, it must have been so crazy. We're like not really, you know, appreciating the experience. Like if you had, you know, if you did have, you know, your great, great, great grandmother's podcast or something.
YouTuber.
Yeah. And you listen to that. I mean, that would be, that would just provide so much more depth and detail into what their life was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and we're dead, then I don't know. I don't really have... How do you talk to the future?
Well,
keep
enjoy.
Looking for the truth.
Well, hopefully I'm feeling better to start reading news and papers next week.
Yeah. Don't need to watch Japanese TV or any of the American political.
Yeah.
What genre do you think you might?
I really haven't like 本当に何にも
There's a Neuralink presentation tomorrow.
Ah, yeah.
Which will be live streamed.
Okay. About what?
Well, they're working on their first device, which should help people with certain brain diseases or nervous system problems, disorders. And they will do a live demo of reading neurons tomorrow. So, if they can... I mean, I don't know if they're going to read... I'm assuming they're just going to read one neuron, but I don't know how they're going to read neurons. Like, how did they do a demo without someone having an implant in their head? You know, like Elon hasn't like done this, right?
I hope not.
How are they going to demo? Surprise. He like, you know, lifts
That's
his hair
radical.
And it's like there, you know, so I don't think they can read a neuron without the, you know, without the electrodes actually inserted into the brain.
Did they say human neurons?
They didn't say human.
Yeah, so maybe it's a mouse, right?
Maybe, but wouldn't you wait until you had a human for the demo? I mean, would you really do a public demo with a mouse neuron
Why not?
Chip? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think that would be really cool too. If the mouse is fine. But
yeah, I mean, I'd be surised if they just bring a human with electrodes in their head.
It's like, Elon himself.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I don't know if the stock would tank.
It'll go down.
It'll
down
definitely go
lot.
Down if he has that thing in his brain. Oh my
like
god!
Like his head can get hacked or something.
Yeah.
And it's over, or it'll just like fry his brain.
You know, a lot of the things people are working on, the technologies that are coming out now, really change what we're able to do and how we're able to communicate. But Neuralink will change it will become a symbiosis, or it will, you know, it'll change like kind of who we are. So yeah. It's if it works. So
明日何時? それは?
I'm not sure. Can try and see.
Because the last one, was it the last one? Like there was a big presentation, right? I don't remember when it was, but that was really exciting.
The last Neuralink presentation was incredible.
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. Like a sci-fi movie.
Google was only giving me old results, but I feel like Google doesn't work anymore. Maybe it's
what?
Just I don't know what's going on. I can't find stuff anymore. Oh, I played Ghost of Tsushima. You should play that game.
マジで? すごい褒められてるよね.
I heard all the hype, and I was like, you know, maybe I'll try it. And my friend lent me his PS4, and I played it.
PS4ごと借りないといけないんだもんね.
Yeah, I'm able to borrow one, Maikai. Yeah, that game is awesome. It's the story is so much fun, and it really gets in, like, it makes you care about the characters, which is really rare in games lately, I feel like. And it's deep, and it's really well researched. It's like, so they have Japanese dialogue in the game, and I think they might have made the Japanese first and wrote the English later. Like, it's too natural. Like, it's so... I was really impressed, and the cultural stuff is really deep, too. Like, you know, like, the struggle in Japan between honor and tradition and sacrificing those things in order to be effective, you know, when it comes to things outside of just Japan and Japanese culture. And
Rebuild, they were talking about like cultural appropriation issue.
Oh, is there one in that game?
Like, no, like Rebuild, they were not interested in it. Cultural appropriation だって言ってる人もいるみたいな話だったけど。
Do you know which part or?
No.
What about?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't really know anything about that game, so.
Well, that game's...
Except the fact that everyone's talking about it.
It's fun. It has like onsens and haiku and like... shrines, and it's—I don't know—it's up there with you know, in the Death Stranding level of like quality and story and everything. So,
do you fight humans or?
Yeah. So this is vaguely, like, roughly historical. There was a Mongol invasion of an island in western Japan called Tsushima. And so the story is about that invasion and what happens on the island. And, you know, it's nowhere near as straightforward as, like, you just fight Mongols. You know, it's not like that. There's all sorts of crazy, complicated stuff happening between the Japanese and between Mongols and everything else. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, that was fun. I mean, I didn't beat it. It's like, it never ends. There's like so much story. Like, I don't know how they wrote all this stuff. Like, they must have had people writing stories for like, I don't know, months. That's crazy. You know, some games, like, they have a lot of effort went into like playing, but then there's not that much like nakami, like content, I guess.
Yeah.
But this wasn't like that, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, everyone's talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was my impression. But.
Hmm. They're saying positive things other than the appropriation.
Yeah, and I don't think, yeah, I don't think people here care much about it. I think it was
well, that's been the case with most of the appropriation kind of, at least when it's regarding Japan, right?
Yeah. まあ、あんまりねそのエクスペリエンスがないからね。ただそのアメリカに住んでる日系の人とかはまた全然違う話だと思うけど。
うん。
あのまあ、戦争の時に実際にね着物を取られちゃったりとかさ、まあ、そういう経験をしてるともっとこう cultural appropriation っていうものに危機感を持ってる人がいるのは当然だと思うんだけど、まあ、日本に住んでる人はあんまりね、まあ、それこそだからキム・カーダシアンぐらいかな。
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was like mostly about the keyword.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, which, that was fucked up.
Which is like a more, I guess, tangible problem than just like offense, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's.
Well, it was a combination of both, right? So.
Mm. I think that sometimes about Amazon, like, there's a whole forest that's like being destroyed called the Amazon.
Yeah.
But whenever anyone says Amazon, we already know we're talking about, you know, yeah, ordering crap online. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually thought about it, making notes for some stories on our show.
Mm-hmm.
なんか、Amazon でって話し出したときに、
yeah.
みんながどっちの、なんかちゃんと、この会社の方のアマゾンってわかるかなとかって一瞬思うけど、まあわかるかみたいな。
And that's like full blown keyword appropriation. I don't know if that's a real thing, but like, you know, and of like the world's like most precious natural reserve, and it's ironically the world's largest commerce platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. It's like crazy ironic.
Yeah. Oh well. そんぐらいですかね。
What are you gonna do today?
I'm gonna have to make rice for tonight. そろそろ。 You know, my son, the dinner time is at 6 for him. So, You know, it's pretty early.
And he wakes up when the sun rises.
いや、うん、本当だ4時半とかに起きるからね毎日4時半に起きて息子は4時半に起きて、まあ、7時半とかに寝るっていう超健康有料児生活だから、うん、そう太陽と共に暮らしてるよ
and it's just naturally with the light or is it just a time thing like do you know
体内時計だね完全にだってカーテンも閉めてるから朝別にしかも4時半ってまだちょっと今日とか暗かったけどすごい、
うん、
なんかね同じ時間に起きるんだよね彼は
I think that's I would like to do that I think if we could all just you know wake up when the sun comes up
yeah
I don't know how it would work or what we all need to do to our like watches or whatever butYou know, it feels もったいない when you wake up like 2-3 hours after the sun has been up.
Okay. Well, you should try it then. You have to go to bed really early though.
I end up staying up and messing it up. But...
Yeah, you gotta go to bed early. That's definitely the key, obviously. like, at the latest by 8.
I think that the key is actually when you wake up. Like, if you want to go to bed at a certain time, don't try to go to bed.
Chicken or egg, yeah.
Yeah.
そうね。
It only took me 30 years to figure that out. But if you decide when you wake up, then it kind of can set when you go to bed.
I guess.
And if you try to go to bed, you end up kind of forcing it, and you're typically you'll be going to bed earlier than you usually do, right?
Yeah.
If you like say, I'm going to go to bed by this time.
Yeah.
And then you end up with lying in bed and it's like, you know, so.
Yeah, I thought that all the kids do this because, you know, I only have one sample. Mm-hmm. But, なんか他のお母さんと喋ってると、でもびっくりされる。みんなではないみたい。結構夜遅くまで起きてる、なんか9時10時とかに寝るって言ってる子もいて、で、だから8時とかに起きるみたいな。そういう大人みたいな感じで寝起きしてる子もいるっぽいし。 うちはだから別に私がそういうふうに設定したわけじゃないけど勝手にそうなってるから、なんか7時半とか8時になるともう自分でなんかもう寝るとか言ってぬいぐるみ持ってベッドの方行ったりするからさ、なんだろうね、太陽と共に寝起きするのが好きみたい。
It seems, I don't know, sticky.
Yeah, thanks. Alright. So, 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone, iPad, Mac, Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題。あと、各エピソードごとの宿題、月額360円で出しているので、そちらもやってみてください。単語帳とか、単語リストとか、あとゲーム感覚で単語を勉強できたりとか、いろんな機能が他にもついているので試してみてください。ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラムやってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。以上です。
バイ。
バイ。